morning, witches. This is the Witch Daily Show with host Tanya Brown. We are coming to you from New Orleans, Louisiana, to offer you a bite-sized bit of magic. Our 20-minute-ish episodes are the perfect start to your day. So sit back, relax, and enjoy your pop of magic.
Good morning. It is October 14th, 2021. It is Thursday. I am Tanya, and this is the Witch Daily Show. Today's episode is brought to you by Chiffon Duncan. So let's get your day going with a little magic. Our quote of the day is, "Double double, toil and trouble, fire burn and cauldron bubble." William Shakespeare, Macbeth. So what am I drinking today? I am drinking the Seasoning of the Witch tea from thetwigandfeather.com. This is a rooibos tea with cinnamon, nutmeg, allspice, ginger. So good. So today I figured we would talk about 8 science-backed benefits of nutmeg. And this comes to us from healthline.com. I love Healthline. We use it for almost anything we talk about health related because it is written by medical professionals with links to the studies they're quoting. And I just really appreciate that level of fact checking. So nutmeg contains powerful antioxidants. Although small in size, the seeds from which nutmeg is derived is rich in plant compounds that act as antioxidants within your body. It has anti-inflammatory properties. Chronic inflammation is linked to many adverse health conditions such as heart disease, diabetes, and arthritis. It may boost your libido. Some animal studies show that nutmeg may enhance sex drive and performance. It has antibacterial properties. Nutmeg has been shown to have antibacterial effects against potentially harmful strains of bacteria. And it may benefit various health concerns such as heart health. It can help boost your mood, and it can help improve blood sugar control. So it's very versatile. It is delicious. Now, there are some precautions when it comes to nutmeg. So although nutmeg is unlikely to cause harm when consumed in small quantities, taking it in high doses may cause adverse side effects. It contains compounds that, when ingested in large amounts, can cause symptoms like hallucinations and loss of muscle coordination. Interestingly, nutmeg is sometimes taken recreationally to induce hallucinations, and cause a high feeling. And it's often mixed with other drugs, which can increase dangerous side effects. So you just want to make sure that you're not consuming too much nutmeg because it does have some toxicity. So, yes. All right, moving into some headlines. ScaryMommy.com, what a name. Shares movies that they believe is similar to Practical Magic. And I feel like that's a very big claim to make. But this was written by Brianne Hogan. I'm actually going to take a sip of my tea before we keep going. All right. Let's look at this list. Let's decide. Let's see what we think. Are these movies similar to Practical Magic? Hocus Pocus. If we're talking about just like classic and feel good, yes, I would throw Hocus Pocus in a similar vein as Practical Magic. And they're also adding Witches of Eastwick, one of my favorite movies, to this list as well. I'll give them, in terms of classics, Hocus Pocus and Witches of Eastwick. Then they're saying Bewitched. I think they just said that because of Nicole Kidman. Now they're saying Divine Sisters of Yaya Sisterhood, which I kind of agree with. I think it has a very similar vibe in terms of family. I watched Divine Secrets of Yaya Sisterhood when I was young, and I don't think I fully understood it. So I'm looking forward to watching it now that I'm older. Teen Witch. I don't agree. I think Teen Witch actually has a completely different vibe than Practical Magic. I would put Teen Witch in the same lane as The Craft, actually. So for those of you who don't know, fun fact, the star of teen witch Robin Lively is actually Blake Lively's sister. Then they have The Craft. I think Shirley, if we're talking about 90s, sure, but I don't think The Craft actually, I take that back. It does have similar darker tones as Practical Magic, but it definitely does not feel in the same lane. Okay, now they're going to say Ghost, Death Becomes Her, and The Lake House. So I would say for Ghost, I don't think Ghost and Practical Magic are similar. Death Becomes Her, maybe a little bit. I don't know. I think it was, again, some darker themes, sure, but I just don't think so. And The Lake House. Now, The Lake House, I can maybe see the connection in terms of the soft love story between Sally and Gary. Maybe has a kind of similar softness as Sandra Bullock and Keanu Reeves in The Lake House, but that's as far as I'll give it. I'm just tearing this apart. It's okay. No one really, I think everyone's, no one. Oh, Buffy and Edward Scissorhands. I gotta go with no. Sorry, friends. I don't think Buffy and Edward Scissorhands are close to Practical Magic. I love Buffy. Oh, it's talking about OG Buffy. It's talking about Christy Swanson Buffy. Oh, no, ma'am. I gotta go hard no on that. I like the Buffy movie because I think it's fun and campy. I do not think it has any relation to Practical Magic. Edward Scissorhands, again, no. All right, I gotta, you know what? I'm gonna say nice try on this one. I think there was a valiant effort. But I gotta go with some no's on this one. So that was fun. I was kind of hoping to find like a gem, but no. You know what? We tried. We tried, friends. And that's all we could ask for during spooky season. All right. I'm going to throw this over to our moon correspondent. And then after this break, we will talk more.
Hello to all of my astro friends. This is Serendipity, the Chicago astrologer, coming at you with your daily moon mantra for Thursday, October 14th. The waxing gibbous moon drifts up into Aquarius airspace today. Here, the moon trines Mercury, conjuncts Saturn, and squares Uranus. It's possible that we will find ourselves in verbal confrontations that we are not expecting today. Generally speaking, we are trying to navigate this new paradigm that is forming around us. Some of us are adapting well, and others are fighting the current. What the latter don't understand is that Saturn doesn't mind practicing erosion, and eventually, we all come around to Saturn's way. What the former need to understand is that we need to be patient. We don't need to be agents of Saturn. Saturn will do his work with or without us. So arguing with others about it will not further the cause. Your daily moon mantra is, don't let something that doesn't matter cause you to lose something that does. This has been your daily moon mantra with Serendipity, the Chicago astrologer, signing off and reminding you that you are in charge of your own destiny.
This episode is brought to you by Chiffon Duncan Illustration. The artist behind the Witch Daily Oracle is now offering prints and cards at shifdraws.com/shop. SIOBH draws.com/shop. And just for our coven of listeners, use code WITCH at checkout for 15% off your order. Be sure to follow along on Instagram and TikTok at Shuff Draws for more spellbinding sketches. All right, moving into some headlines. This comes to us from listener Brandon. Brandon says, curious on how long everyone keeps dried herbs and plants for use in your craft. I toss mine due to loss of flavor or potency in regards to cooking, but I find myself hanging on to them longer for my craft. However, I cleaned out a bunch over the weekend feeling like they were stagnant. Curious on other views on this. Great discussion, Brandon. Let's see. So I'm trying to think of my personal opinion. Honestly, I'm bad. I'll keep herbs around forever. Forever. So I don't know if I'm the one on this. I'm a bit of a hoarder. Like I've never met a jar I don't like. I'm definitely one of those people who is so afraid of throwing away anything. So I'm not the one to ask, but let's get some other opinions. Kelly says, I never really paid attention to time, but some things go quicker than others. Rosemary is used for everything, so I never worry about that. Rose petals last a long time. I'm guessing I don't keep anything past a year. Wow. Guys, I have herbs from like that are years and years old. Maybe I have a problem. Oh, look, I commented. Oh, I commented. I said, I'm going to be honest. Unless it's for cooking, I keep it forever. Yeah, I just do. I mean, I'm bad. Danielle. Oh, Danielle Lewitt. She has been a guest before. Danielle says, I have the same issue as Tanya. I keep them way too long. They definitely lose smell, flavor, but I haven't gotten comfy using my herbs in cooking yet. So they just stay in airtight jars. Every once in a while, I go through and discard herbs I haven't used in the craft for 6 months, kind of the same way one would go through their closet and get rid of things they don't want anymore. Lilith says, I have dried roses from decades ago. I actually guarded most of my stuff, so it's under a year by happenstance. Courtney says, way too long. I have herbs from 2010 chilling in my cabinet. Yeah, it's just like, am I doing something wrong? Sherry says, I keep mine a long time. Once I find they are no longer flavorful for cooking, I use them as incense for spell jars or in other offerings. Yeah, I think that's like a good way to do it. Like, unless you need them for your flavor, I think you can keep them around for spells like forever. Unless I'm like wildly super uneducated in this. Is there an expert who can like weigh in on this? Rob says, I believe cooking is about flavors to keep it fresh. Casting is about intention, so waste not. Yeah, I think that's the train I'm on. Great conversation, Brandon. Oh, I love Brandon. These are some great things I've like never thought about. And it's obviously how quickly things like dump out of my mind. I commented on this. So yeah. All right, moving on. We have a question from Brian Petit. I love your name. Brian says, so tomorrow I go for my road test. I need to get it. I'm 27 and just need to stop relying on my parents to drive me everywhere. This will be my eighth time taking it, and I'm feeling somewhat confident. But I was just wondering if anyone knew any meditations or spells I can do to either boost my self-confidence more. Thanks in advance. Oh, Brienne. I don't know if this I don't know if this serves you in confidence. Well, in Tiger's Eye. I think Tiger's Eye great is great for confidence. I'm not crystally, but I do like a Tiger's Eye. If you're a Buffy fan, let me just say, Buffy couldn't drive either. And she saved the world multiple times. She killed demons. She had some really great adult time. She saved the world. She was the Slayer, and she couldn't drive either. So I hope that makes you feel better. Some of us are just not meant for the road. I used to be such a confident driver. Before I moved to, so when I was in Florida, I was a very confident driver and I road tripped a lot. So I really had no problem, but when I moved to Dallas, I think I experienced some like road rage that I had never experienced, not with me, but like other people before. And seeing how unsafe people were, and kind of same in New Orleans, it put so much fear in me. So I became a very nervous driver without anything happening. Like I became such a nervous driver, and then I was in a car accident that just messed me up. So I struggle hard. So let's see what other people say. Lilith says, I would recommend meditating on being more like nature for the test. In nature, all things happen, but on nature's time schedule, not necessarily when you want it to. If this is your time, this is your time. Trust the universe and relax. You know it all. It's just a matter of a little focus. Wear your power suit, do your hair, or shine your head. Whatever makes you feel like you are about to do you, go get them. Kim says, girl, you've got this. Only think positive, and you know what they are looking for. Ground yourself before you get into the car and know that you've got this. Not trying to be funny, but you know what they want. Just remember how freaking awesome you are. Yeah. Oh, Nick says Tiger's Eye too. Yeah, Tiger's Eye. Oh, and then blast upbeat music, probably before the test, just to like psych yourself up. Do we have an update? Update. Oh, she passed. Brianne passed. Yay, Brianne. Congratulations. Oh, yeah. But just remember, Buffy couldn't either. So, yeah, it's all right. But congratulations. All right, so we do have a fun one for you. To end out the episode, I'm going to share a sacred Samhain soak, and this comes to us from Which Way Magazine, October 2021. It was written by Brienne Silver. I'm just going to give you the recipe, but of course, Brienne shares some great tips. So if you want to check that out, check out the October issue of Which Way Magazine. So, for the Samhain soak, you want 1 cup of dead sea salt. Salt is known for its properties of purification and protection, and it serves as a wonderful base for herbal soaking. A quarter cup of fresh or dried calendula, associated with protection and strength. The bright yellow blooms of calendula are reminiscent of the power of the sun itself. 1/8 cup of fresh or dried rosemary. In addition to its purification properties, rosemary is associated with memory and remembrance and can be especially powerful when preparing to engage in ancestral work. 1/8 cup of mugwort, a classically witchy herb. Mugwort is known for being incredibly helpful when getting ready to perform divination, something that many magical folks practice on Samhain. 5 to 10 drops of pomegranate oil. Pomegranates are heavily linked to the myth of Persephone, Demeter, and this change of the seasons. In addition, they are associated with fertility, which can include creativity, manifestation, and the birthing of new projects into the world. For a little extra magic, you may charge your soaking blend with crystals or place the stones on the edge of your bathtub as you soak. Some excellent options for Samhain-associated crystals include jet, obsidian, black tourmaline, ruby, smoky quartz, bloodstone, and clear quartz. It's important to remember that not all stones are water safe. Some become toxic when submerged, some can become damaged or dissolved in water, and even some that are usually considered safe may include harmful chemicals used for polish. Therefore, it is generally safest to avoid submerging stones in the bath. So, thanks, Brienne, for a little magic today. So before we leave, I do want to give some shout-outs. Our first shout-out is for Amy Sues. Amy, you are Katie, an innocent kitten. I also want to give a shout-out to listener Kiki Dombrowski. Kiki, you loyal, luminous, newborn baby. Also, before we leave, we do have a card pull today. Our card today is the Underworld from the Seasons of the Witch, Samhain Oracle. So let me just find it. I have to flip through the book. Okay. Ooh, great, great card. These keywords are transition and judgment. In magic, the underworld is a place of transition between one life and the next, a place where you can retreat to replenish your soul and learn the details of your next human experience assignment. That doesn't mean you won't find judgment when you cross the veil. It is often said that how you live your life will determine your abundance in the next. Those who go through life with loving, kind hearts will find prosperity and great love in the next. Those who were cruel will find themselves in a life of hardship and trauma as a way to atone for their unkindness. Ooh. The message for this card is about transitions. It's about moving out of the old and into the new way of living. We've been clearing out baggages for a long time because it takes a long time to clear out ways of doing and thinking that make up our very ways of life. But it's time to step through the threshold into something new and different. This can be scary because it means something has had to die so that new life can begin. You are more than prepared to handle this new path, or it wouldn't have been given to you. Embrace the change, loved one. All right, witches, that's all I've got for you today. Don't forget, any books, decks, headlines, sources, or anything else we've referenced today can be found in the podcast episode description. Hope you have a great day, and we will talk again tomorrow.
Witches, we hope that you have an amazing day filled with magic and inspiration. If you'd like to support the podcast, head on over to our Patreon. Need a support system? Find The Witch Daily Show on Facebook and our website, witchdailyshow.com.